The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. You know, we just got a text here at the studio that I'd like to share the intent with you. The text was, the intent said, fascinating subject. And the person who texted us suggested the book Lights Out. We have a copy of Lights Out here at the farm. And it is probably pretty close to reality as we will see it unfold in front of us. And I personally am seeing something that I don't like. I am seeing more of me first in more places than I'd like to see it. I am seeing individual greed. I'm seeing people do things that are in their own interest to the disbenefit of others. And who cares about the others? Let's just think about us. I mean, that's the attitude that I'm starting to see more and more and more of, and I just don't like it. And we talked about this over the years, that as society here in the United States of America spirals down based on increased taxes, increased regulation, the inability to operate a business because of the government in our face, the toxins in the air, the hostilities that causes, I just don't like any of it. I really don't. And so some of us are thinking about, you know, moving to a homestead or a community where we all work together and everything's going to be great. Well, it's not necessarily the case. And as Becky has been telling us, she and John Reagan went to a community. They investigated. And what they did not learn was the details. The details. And, yeah, I guess you have to join the community in order to learn the details. And what she's sharing and what John Reagan is sharing with us is that you absolutely, positively must learn the details before you agree to join and commit your hard-earned resources and wealth and stored earnings, whatever you want to call it. You can call it even money if you want. Before you commit to that, you need to find out where it's going to go and who's going to own what. Becky, you had some thoughts that you wanted to share with us.
Yes. It was a valuable lesson. I don't regret that we went there. We've learned what not to look or what not to do next time if we join another community. When we went there, we had a nice little nest egg, and when we left, we have nothing. So we're still trying to catch up from all of that. But I don't regret it because, you know, it got us to Missouri, and because of that, we met USA Prepares, and we're learning even more. And it set John on the path that he's on now, which is, you know, trying to educate people about what's coming. He never would have written the book or done any of the things he's done if we had not gone and gone through this process. Like you said, I would caution anybody who's looking into moving to a community, make sure you find out everything you possibly can before you commit everything. I mean, we moved our whole household. We invested quite a bit of money. We bought most of the food for the community while we were there. So if you're thinking about doing that to get ready for what's coming, and I believe the financial state of the union proves beyond any shadow of a doubt we've got a crisis coming, make sure you know exactly what you're getting into. read a see if there's a contract, read the fine print, do everything you can to make sure you're doing what's best for you and your family. At the same time, you're helping other people.
Becky, you know that one of the things I talk about is mini-max regret. And as I go through life, I want to minimize my maximum regret. And when I thought about building a community, I thought, okay, what would I regret if I joined a community? And I wanted to make sure that everyone, or I built a community, the one I was talking about, where we had, you know, roughly a square mile of property that we could turn into a community. I wanted to make sure that everyone had ownership in their piece of it. Not ownership in the whole thing, like a corporation, you know, where you don't stock, but you couldn't actually get any specific piece of property. I wanted every person to own his or her own part of the community, where they could sell it if they wanted to. But I also wanted to make sure that they didn't do something that would damage the entire community, you know, where they could build something that was an eyesore or something that was dangerous or pollute, you know, the entire project. So there would have to be some rules and there would have to be some regulations. But I, at the same time, I wanted to be like a libertarian. I wanted to apply a libertarian philosophy, you know, minimum amount of rules, minimum amount of regulations, but where everybody would participate if they wanted to. And it's difficult. It's difficult to do it. And I don't even know if there is such a thing on the planet right now, but that was my plan. So if anyone is interested, let me know and maybe we'll pursue it a little farther. Becky, I think what you're telling us is very valuable, that you really have to go in with your eyes open. And I'd hate to say, you know, get a lawyer involved in reading the contract. I'm not going to say that, but what I will say is there should be some kind of a written agreement between the members of the community so that they know what the rules are, they know what the ownership is, they know what the transferability of whatever they might own is, and what their financial responsibilities and obligations in terms of work are. And then what happens if you want to leave? And what happens if you want to sell? What happens if one person dies? Now what? And what happens if someone doesn't uphold his or her end of the bargain? Like, let's say you've got Bob and Nancy, and they're not doing their fair share, and they're 10% of the equation. What do we do now? Do we cut them out and say, listen, you're not doing anything, so you don't get to eat? How do you handle those things? So I think there need to be some kind of agreement that delineates how these things will be handled. Back to you, Becky.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. And I think at this point I'm going to turn it back over to you and John, and I'm just going to listen okay. for a bit.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.
You know, I think another way of putting this that more people might be able to relate to, it's very much like getting married. And no matter how well you know somebody, until you're married, you really don't know what it's like until you live it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking with Erin Dakins last night about exactly that. And she said that her best friend is her husband. And I said, and my best friend is Mrs. Finelli. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, John.
And, you know, I had a tough time trying to decide if we really wanted to bring this up because I don't have good answers, you know, even having gone through this. And what we can do is, you know, say some, you know, signs to look for, some mistakes to avoid. But for us, you know, literally the decision to go there, if things go bad today, that decision is really a fatal mistake. I don't know if we're going to be able to recover from that or not, but, you know, it's, again, part of the process, and I haven't given up trying.
John, there was, I don't want to mention any names, but this person has nothing to do with USA Prepares, our loose organization of libertarian and constitutional-minded people. But there was a guy who was considered a leader. I mean, this guy was a real leader at one time. And he was a broadcaster. And people used to love to listen to him, including me. I used to listen to him on shortwave. And he made so much sense. I drove across the country to meet him and talk with him. And what he said made a lot of sense. And he built a community. And he did what I was talking about. They had some land, and they literally, a group of them, built a community, and it was great. And it had everything that people wanted. A leader, a vision, plans. And then the leader moved. He left. He pulled out. That's a problem. That's a huge problem, because the thoughts of everyone who moved in, they didn't move there because this particular leader wasn't there. They moved there because the leader was there. That's what they expected. They expected this person to be there for a long time. This person was bigger than life, and this person pulled out. So even that's a problem. What would have happened if the leader died and a new leader came in? And the new leader had a vision 180 degrees from the leader who was originally building this concept. And everyone was following. And now we got a new guy. And how did we get the new guy anyway? Was he elected? Was he selected? Did he just usurp authority? How did it happen? So what you're talking about is absolutely critical for all of those who... I can see it now. I can see from the farm in Missouri that there are many people who just want to build community, who want to live with people like them, because that's who our friends are, John. We like people like us. We like people who have the same thoughts, values, opinions, ideas, concerns as we do. We don't like people who are different from us. They're different. We like people who are like us, so we want to live near people who are like us. And what's better than building a community of people like us? Well, we have to have our eyes open, and it may not be the utopia that we think it might be. And, you know, one example is Jonestown, right? How many people went to Jonestown? And they were all like-minded, and they all contributed their wealth. And they all killed themselves. They drank the Kool-Aid. John Regan, I'll be right back. And he's got some interesting articles. And when we talk about the drought fair, you're not going to believe what you hear. I'm not kidding. And you're not going to like it. John Regan, USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237-7337 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. And, hey, John. You know, as we look at the drought, you know, it rained a couple days ago, but that's the only rain we've had here for quite a while. We haven't had much rain at all, and grass is dead. The weeds are brown. The leaves are falling off the trees. I talked with Dane Wigington a couple weeks ago, and California's in serious trouble. So the food supply has been reduced. What's for dinner, John?
Well, you know, it's not just in the United States where California is really in the worst shape of it all. There's places around the world, and one of the countries having problems is Nicaragua. And now what their government has done is recommend that they raise and eat iguanas because of the worst drought in 32 years. I guess the good news is apparently it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of meat on those bones, right? That, you know, John, that's a lot of work. I mean, that's like eating parakeets, right?
Well,
that's a lot of work.
I went through Air Force ROTC, and when you go into the junior senior part of that, which you're under contract to go into the Air Force at that point, you have to go to a field training camp. And the one I went to is the only one in the United States that had a 2-night survival training. Everybody else had a 1-night survival training. So this is Dyess Air Force Base. We went out to Lake Abilene. The Air Force did provide the water because they didn't want anybody getting dehydrated or drinking bad water. But anything that we're going to eat during that 3-day, 2-night fun fest was something that we had to catch and prepare ourselves. And our flight, which is about 20 people, our group went out and managed to catch a small armadillo. And the survival instructors actually did the butchering for us. They, you know, cut it open and, you know, they showed us, you know, inspecting the liver, making sure it looks healthy, because if the liver were spotted, then it's a sign of a diseased animal that you don't want to eat. And a small armadillo really does not have a lot of meat on it. So we cooked it, and there was about enough for every one of us to get one bite. And, again, it tastes like chicken. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a lot of
everything
work
tastes
for
like
a little
chicken.
Food.
Everything tastes like chicken. When Marjorie Wildcraft was frying up some bugs at the Get Prepared Expo, you know, these these disgusting looking creatures in the frying pan, and there was this horrible smell at the, you know, in the expo hall. It tastes like chicken. Everything tastes like chicken. At least that's what they say, right? An armadillo. And let's think about these iguanas. How much meat is on an iguana? I mean, once you skin it, what's left?
I can't imagine it being a whole lot.
So the government of Nicaragua. Right. And if you're talking about one bite, I'm thinking, I don't even think there's a bite on an iguana. I mean, seriously. Seriously. And why is it that we're starting to hear more and more about, let's eat things that we would never even consider eating before? I think the reason we're talking about this is because we're heading down that road. I think we're heading down the road where the governments are saying, cows, come on. Cows are poisoning the planet. They're destroying the atmosphere. They're an ecological disaster. Really? So we're going to start eating iguanas. Well, I think that would be one of the things. If we have to live on eating iguanas, I think we're going to die. I think we're going to die because there aren't enough iguanas. Now, as far as cows, I just got to make this point, John. I talk about, you know, cow flatulence and methane and so forth. Well, you know, if we stop having cows, if it becomes illegal to raise cows, and I'm not sure I would even care if it were illegal or not. I mean, for me personally, I'm going to do it anyway. But without cows, our farm would turn into a jungle. It would be thorns. It would be, I would say in 10 years, you would not be able to walk across what used to be a field in our farm if we didn't have cows mowing that grass. Class, think about that. Think about that. We'll be right back. John Reagan and I.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the government of Nicaragua suggesting, hey boys and girls, let's raise and eat iguana because of the food shortage? That indicates desperation to me. And John, I want to share with you that I have been really busy here at the farm, and I use my life and our family's life as case studies for the broadcast of USA Prepares. And you know, maybe people are sick of hearing me talk about the barn we're building, and the reason I do it is to teach how complicated some things are and how some things go wrong, and it's not easy. It just isn't easy. And I'm not saying woe is me. What I am trying to tell you is you need to have skills. You need to have you need to have the tools, you need to have the determination, and you need to have the foresight in order to survive what's coming ahead. And we're trying to teach by example. And another example is that we've built half of our raised garden. The raised garden is concrete blocks that are 8 by 12 by 16. So they are the same kind of blocks that are used when they build a Walmart supercenter. So if you want to know what they look like, just go to Walmart. The outside is textured. It's called a decorative block. We bought them for $1.50 each. And we pick them up, and they're heavy. They're 62 pounds apiece. And so we excavated and buried some of the block so that we could have it level in the ground, right outside our back door. I mean, literally right outside the back door. So 8 feet from the veranda is where this raised bed garden starts. It will have a fence around it. As soon as we're done putting the blocks in, there will be a fence around it. And we plan on raising as much of our own food as we can. Why? So we don't have to eat armadillo, worms, bugs, and iguana. 200 feet, the raised bed, when we're done, will be 200 feet long by 4 feet wide. Now, it's not just a strip 200 feet long. It's a decorative pattern. But if you were to add it up, it would be 200 feet long by 4 feet wide. And that's what we think that we need to support our family here at the farm. John, back to you.
This next one under preparedness I called pricing your wares. And this information originally was printed in The Economist magazine. Now, this is probably not something that the ordinary person off the street reads, but if you went into a business office where you've got financial professionals, you wouldn't be surprised to find this magazine there. And what this article talks about is prostitution. And it's got me to thinking about what things will be like after the poop hits the props. And if you need some encouragement for taking action, then I want you to consider what some of your alternatives are. And here it talks about some of the things that affect the price of prostitution. Some of these are the specific services that you offer. There are certain services that are listed there that would earn you more money. There's certain things in looks. You might not be able to do much about body build, but hair color, even bleached, gets you more money than other colors. Hair length, bust size, you know, all kinds of things you can do to help price your wares. Because what you do today for a living probably is not going to serve you well in the future. And throughout history, whether it's been bad economy or an economy that's been torn apart by war, millions of women have gone into prostitution simply just to feed their kids. And if you choose not to prepare, not to be able to have the food, water, and shelter that you need, then this may become a very stark reality. And keep in mind, this only works in a civilized time. Because if you look at what's happening right now in the Middle East with what's going on over there, they are killing the men, using the women. I don't know if they're keeping some of those around or just killing them afterwards. And some of these people actually take a different tack on this, as they will come in, beat you up, tie you to a chair, and make you watch before they kill you and your family. So it's your choice. You can be ready, or these are consequences that are very likely coming up in our future, I'm sorry to say.
John, it's happened. It has already happened here in the United States. When Mrs. Finelli and I were at last Friday, a week ago, at the Laclede Electric Co-op election, we were standing in line waiting to register to vote. And we struck up a conversation with the man right behind us. And we had a good time. And we're talking about American Indians, Native Americans. And he said that, you know, his grandmothers were. And he said, do you know why there are so many American Indian grandmothers and great-grandmothers right here in this part of Missouri? He said, well, the Indians were captured by the white man. And they were marched on a death march. And they were starved. They were starved to the point, the American Indians, in this part of the world, in Missouri, right here in Missouri. They were starved to the point where the Indians would sell their daughters for food. And that's why there are so many American Indian or Native American grandmothers and great-grandmothers in this part of Missouri, because they were sold to the white man for food. So, John, I'm just putting an exclamation point on what you said. It's happened. It's happened right here where I live. The white man isn't all that nice. And my apologies go out to the Native Americans for all that we have done to you. It's horrible. And I'm very sorry for what the Westerners have done. I really am.
It's outrageous. Unfortunately, it's not limited there either. I was listening to a show recently that talked about how black-on-black slavery today is larger than anything that had went on at the height of the United States slave period. Mm-hmm. And that a lot of the slavery involves sexual slaves.
Yeah. And when you think about Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, I've been to their homes. I have. They were slave owners. And as far as I can tell, no government has been able to build itself without building on the backs of slavery. If I'm wrong, tell me. Please tell me. Rome, Egypt, America. Has any? John, we've got Kyle from Montana. Kyle, you're on with John Reagan and me. Welcome.
Good morning. You know, I remember a quote from Russell Means, you know, the Indian activist. And I remember him telling, there's a deal on YouTube of him talking, I think, and he said in there, what they did to us, they're going to turn right around and do to you. People keep thinking, you know, that it's the white man and that did it to the Indians and the slaves, and by a large part they were used. But it was the corporate interests that were attacking the Indians, and it was the corporate interest that was running the country then, and it's the corporate interest that's running the country now.
No disagreement.
Yep. You know, Vince, I had a thought on your community thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if it ever gets set up where that you have that, it would behoove you, I think, to put in at least 5 leaders rather than one.
Well, you know, I was talking to an organization within the state of Missouri, and that's what they've done. They have multiple leaders, and in case one of them gets taken out, the rest can continue. It's a really, really good point that you're bringing, Kyle. Absolutely.
Yep. I just, you know, when you think in terms of, you know, you and John Reagan and a lot of the other instructors there, that would bring a lot to the table. But, you know, people that are living independently kind of are independent kind of people. And you're, I think when you move into a community, you're either going to be dealing with sheeple who are trying to either live off the community or that will be independent and really take care of, you know, who it is that, you know, take care of themselves, take care of others at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a fine dance. You're dealing with a fallen humanity anyway.
It's funny to say that. A couple weeks ago, we invited the Missouri militia to come and tell us what they're all about at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg. You know, a lot of us wanted to know, okay, we've heard about, you know, the militia. What are you guys up to? And, there was a general there, and he said, you know, we have a chain of command, and, we follow orders, and, you know, we're organized, and, you know. And I walked up to him, and he was speaking in front of the group, and I asked him for the microphone back, and I said, "General, we don't take direction very well here."
Yeah.
And I wasn't kidding, and he was kind of like, "How would this work? we got a bunch of guys and gals who don't take direction. I guess we're not militia material because we just don't follow orders very well. We really don't."
I'll let John finish up his thing there, Vince, and I'll talk to you off air one of these days.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date,
and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, no meetup. No meetup on Monday. No meetup on Monday. That is Labor Day. And so the next meetup is the 8th, September 8th. At Jimmy's Egg. So no meetup this Monday. And I'd like to suggest that you consider this on from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock today, Central Time, 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Aaron and I are going to be talking about gaming the system. How it's done. Who's doing it. And if you want to find out more about it, just type in on your web on your search engine the space bunker space files. The bunker files. 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Aaron and I are going to be talking about it. All done with the blessings of Genesis Communications Network. So once a week, she and I talk about things that we think are interesting. And we're going to be talking about people who are gaming the system. Now, this will be firsthand knowledge. This is not, you know, we read a story about this. This is how people are gaming the system. This is going to make you sick to your stomach. You're going to be outraged, but at least you'll know what's happening, how people are using your money and mine to live off the fat of our labors, to live off our hard work. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, in the time we have left, let's hop down in the control section, the last item, beyond the limit. And this is going to be a little bit of a setup for an article I've got coming up for next week on what the Department of Transportation announced this week.
Okay.
So this article is out of the Daily Mail. The Google driverless car will exceed legal speed limits so they can keep up with other drivers. They're going to be allowed to go up to 10 miles per hour above the speed limit for safer driving. Now, that part does make sense. Because when you're doing highway driving, the differential in speed is what gets to be dangerous. Slow drivers, fast drivers are pretty much equally dangerous. You want the traffic to be moving about the same speed, and that's the intent of what this is about. However, when you put it in context with other things we've seen, like Spain, heavily fining people for going essentially half a mile an hour above the speed limit, we'll quickly get to the point where people that are driving themselves have to drive slower just to avoid being fined, whereas people in the driverless cars will be able to go 10 miles an hour over the speed limit with impunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually, who gets fined for that driverless car? Is it all the passengers?
I believe that they're not going to fine it because it's an incentive for you to move to the driverless car where you have absolutely no control. It's just like when there's an accident, the artificial intelligence makes a decision as to what's the best thing to do. So if you're getting ready to have a wreck where the other vehicle has four people, you have one, they decide to kill you off to save the other four. And that is going to be the proper thing to do.
John, there was a post that I read. There was a bus driver who was smoking dope, and he crashed his bus into some houses. And so that makes the news. So I guess, obviously, if you don't want to have a dope-smoking bus driver, you want to be in a driverless car. And that way you can avoid having your vehicle crashed into houses because you've got an idiot at the wheel smoking dope. So maybe what's happening is we are being conditioned to think, hey, you don't want to be on a bus with an impaired bus driver. You want to be in a vehicle that has a computer-driven operator operated via computer, so you won't have a crash. However, these Google vehicles, one of them ran over a dog. I guess it didn't see the dog, just ran it over. How about that? John, it's a mess. Everywhere we look, we're surrounded. We're surrounded by evil all around us. John, thanks so much for being with us. Bunker Files at 2 to 4. The Bunker Files. I'm Vin Finoli. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzyme contains something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.